Well, how many of us learned, especially in our childhood, don't forget the magic words, please and thank you? And what would happen when we would forget them? That look. And then the reminder, don't forget them the next time. We're taught to give thanks. So why is it important to say thank you? Why do you think it's important to say thank you? Because we're grateful? To show appreciation? Acknowledging the generosity of others? To get more. I remember my mother and father used to do a lot of canning, and how many of us returned our empty jars? And why did we return our empty jars? To say thank you, but so we hope they'd get refilled for next year as well. There's lots of reasons why we give thanks. I want to suggest another reason. And it's a saying that I read a few weeks ago that really struck me and has stayed with me as I prepared for this morning and reflected for this morning. We don't give thanks to be polite. We give thanks to be honest. We don't give thanks to be polite. We give thanks to be honest. And as we're being honest by giving thanks, we recognize that all that we have and everything about who we are is not of our own doing. And that we are an abundantly blessed people with gifts overflowing by God's grace and by God's mercy. So yes, it's the right and the polite thing to do, to give thanks to one another and to God for what we have received. But as importantly, it is the honest thing to do. And if we think about the world we live in today, maybe even our own very lives from time to time, I think as I thought about all of that, we are in a time when we are sorely in need of a discipline and a rhythm of thanksgiving. Because it's so easy to forget or to take for granted the things that we have been given and the many blessings that we have received. As we look around us, there's definitely reason to lament. All the stresses in our lives, the tragedies in our world, the injustice, the poverty, the illness, the natural disasters, the financial distress, the political environment, either here or not too far away. And who can blame us? If we identify with the boy in the middle of this cartoon who says, under the present circumstances, I don't see anything to be thankful for. And he means it. And sometimes we mean it too when we say the same thing. But then his two friends remind him, you're looking in the wrong place, one of them says. There's always something to be thankful for, especially when it comes to God's goodness, God's love, and God's mercy. And then there's this cartoon titled Count Your Blessings. And notice the child in the high chair saying, but what do I have to be thankful for? When in truth, what doesn't he have to be thankful for? And then the reminder in all of the foods that are around him on the table and being given to him by his mother, and they're all labeled. Love, peace, joy, prosperity, health, hope, grace, forgiveness, mercy, acceptance, faith, and above all, the gift of life. All so easy to take for granted. The truth is, even though we may sometimes forget or fail to recognize, we are blessed abundantly. If we have eyes to see, if we have ears to hear, if we have hearts to receive, God so graciously gives to us so much, so much. As I was reflecting on that, I came across a short video that reminds us of the things that we have to be thankful for. So watch it and see yourself in the video too, because undoubtedly I suspect we all can at some time or another.
Lord, I'm struggling. Show me what I have to be thankful for. Struggling. Show me what I have to be thankful for.
How often might we be in that similar position of sitting there saying, God, I'm struggling. Show me what I have to be thankful for, day after day after day. And yet, if we were to look throughout the day, we see all those things that are there, that are just part of everyday routines, the very things that we have to be thankful for. What better gospel reading for the festival of Thanksgiving than the story in Luke of the 10 lepers who were healed by Jesus? They knew their need. They were outcast. They were alienated. They were unclean. And they believed that Jesus could help them, that Jesus could heal them, that Jesus could change their lives. And so when Jesus was coming near, they yelled, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They pleaded with Jesus. And Jesus' response was, go show yourselves to the priests. And off they went. And along the way, they were made clean. They were healed. Now, for a moment, first, think about the nine. In great joy, they went off to the priests. They did exactly what Jesus told them to do. Now, we often criticize them. And in truth, Jesus himself is pretty harsh on them, too, in the gospel reading. Based all on the one who returned. But in fact, did they do anything wrong? No. They did exactly what Jesus told them to do. They went off to the priests to show themselves to the priests. And who knows, maybe even though it isn't reported here, I like to think that they found some way to be thankful and to show their thankfulness. But in the end, I think we're not meant to focus on them, on the nine. We're called to turn our attention to the one who did show gratitude, the one that we are called to emulate in our own lives, in our own relationships with God, with each other, and with the world around us. We focus on him. Look at the love on his face in this image. Look at how he is so delighted in what God has given to him. He's overjoyed. The bands of cloth were loosened. The visible wounds on his skin were healed over. And he couldn't just go along the way, even though that's what Jesus told him to do. And so when he realized that he was healed, he turned around and he came back to Jesus and he shouted his gratitude as loudly as he had shouted his initial request for Jesus in the first place. He glorified God. He knelt at Jesus' feet. That's how grateful he was. So grateful that he couldn't thank Jesus enough. Thomas Merton, a theologian, wrote these words. He said, "To be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything that God has given us. And God has given us everything. Every breath we draw is a gift of God's love. Every moment of existence is a grace, for it brings with it immense graces from God." And so he goes on to say, "Gratitude, therefore, takes nothing for granted, is never unresponsive, is constantly awakening to new wonder and to new praise of the goodness of God. For the grateful person knows that God is good, not by hearsay, but by experience. And that is what makes all the difference." And isn't that the truth? We know God's goodness not because someone has told us how good God is. We know God's goodness because firsthand we have experienced it. We have recognized it. And we have named it for the blessing that it is in our lives. Martin Luther was once asked to describe the nature of true worship. He answered, "The tenth leper." The tenth leper turning back. The nature of our observance on this Harvest Festival, Thanksgiving Sunday, is our true worship of God. It is opening our arms, it is opening our hearts, it is opening our very souls and saying an exuberant, "Thank you so much, God, for the things that you have given to us and for the many ways that you have blessed us." Corporately, we say that, and individually, we say, "Thank you, God, for what you have given to me. And thank you, God, for the blessings you have bestowed upon my life. The ones I recognize, and even the ones that I don't recognize." Jesus often encouraged his followers, and in us too, to approach our faith and our relationships with God like a child. Not naive, but trusting. And the gratitude from a child, think about a child who has said thank you to you and what that was like. The gratitude from a child is from that child's heart. It's honest. And there is a vulnerability there. And I especially like this image, because it's a child saying thank you to God for my basic needs that are being met right now, because I won't be hungry today with all of the grain that you have blessed me with. Anne Lamott, another spiritual writer, said her two favorite prayers are so simple. In the morning, she says, "Help me, help me, help me." And in the evening, she says, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Meister Eckhart said these words, "If the only prayer you ever say in your entire life is thank you, it will be enough. It will be enough." So we turn to the spirituality of the Gospel of Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh and Piglet having a heart-to-heart conversation. And in that conversation, there is great spiritual wisdom and insight, and yet so simplistic too. As God says, receive it as a child, and God can speak, and God can touch us there. So what did Piglet notice? Even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. Even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. Well, we too have hearts that can hold a rather large amount of gratitude. We can be that tenth leper in our act of profound appreciation and thanks as we recognize how blessed we are by God. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe our act of thanksgiving and gratitude will inspire others around us, even just one person, to recognize, to name, and to appreciate the blessings that they themselves have likewise received. The parents of a young woman killed in the military in Afghanistan came to their pastor and said to him, "We want to give a monetary gift as a memorial to our daughter who died in battle." The pastor said, "That's wonderful. That's a wonderful gesture, a faithful memorial on your part to the memory of your daughter." And then he asked her, "Would it be okay if I told the congregation of the gift that you've given in memory of your daughter?" And they said, "Yes." So the next Sunday, he stood up and he told the congregation of the gift given in memory of their daughter who had died in Afghanistan. On the way home from church, another couple were driving down the highway, and the father said to his wife, "Why don't we give a gift because of our daughter?" And his wife said, "But our daughter didn't die in any conflict. Our daughter is still alive." Her husband replied, "That's exactly my point. That's all the more reason we ought to give thanks to God." To give thanks, it is the right thing to do, always. It is, as our parents taught us, the polite thing to do. But it's also the honest thing to do, too. So let's count our blessings, each and every one of them, from the greatest to the least. And then let's be sure, not just today on this day that we name Thanksgiving Sunday, but every day, let's embrace a discipline or rhythm of gratitude. Let's give thanks to God always, for indeed God is good, and God's love and God's mercy endures forever. Thanks be to God. Amen.